BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Give us a twirl, then.
Ta-da!
Oh, don't you look smart? When it's not full of creases, that's a lovely suit.
I can't thank you enough, Joy. And I've never seen such a beautiful pile of shirts. You've even ironed me ties.
Aye, and don't worry, I did them with a cloth so they wouldn't go all shiny.
Oh, amazing.
Now, Mick, have you got time for a nice cooked breakfast? Or do you need to get to work?
Well, as it happens, I've got a late start, so a bit of home-cooked food would be just the job. And it'll make a welcome change from heating tins up on my little stove.
Oh, that's a luxury, that is. After tomorrow, I'll be able to rustle up a three-course meal with two twigs and a bit of string.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're doing that bushcraft thing, aren't you?
Now we've got you sorted. Why don't you bring us your laundry over once a week? That way we'll keep on top of it.
Are you really sure about this?
Oh, happy to help. And any time you want a proper sluice, my bathroom's always available.
Oh, I'm beginning to think this van arrangement might work after all. But I've got to do something for you in return. I mean, how about if I look after your garden?
Sounds good to me.
That's a deal, then.
How was your shift?
Oh, you know, standard for an early. To be honest, I couldn't wait to get home and see you.
Oh, me neither, Harrison.
I did wish you happy birthday this morning before I left. Not sure if you heard it, though. Was half five.
I think I did, actually, but I went straight back to sleep.
Oh, good. Are you still okay with ordering in from the Lebanese place tonight?
A Middle Eastern feast, yes, please.
Grand. But before all that...
Ooh.
It's not really my area, so I hope it's the one you wanted.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
I did check with Kirsty, just to be sure.
It's perfect.
Really, love?
No, absolutely. I've always wanted to try my hand at jewellery making, and now I can.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, might even make you a ring if you're lucky.
Even more brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Oh. Right. Do you want to open it straight away, or shall we take a look at the food first?
Oh, let's look at the menu now, shall we? Then I'll open the kit.
Right. Okay. I'll just get the website back up.
Not that I'm going to start making anything tonight.
I've already picked out a few favourites. Here, have a look.
Oh, cool, thanks.
But if you want to double up on anything, no problem.
Well, I might get extra dolmades.
Oh, dolmades. Hey, we're mad for those, aren't we?
And it won't go to waste. But anything we don't eat today, we can...
Yeah. Love?
You've just got a message from Alan.
Oh?
Sorry it's taken so long, but here, as promised, is the text of our memorial prayers from last week.
Love,
How could you? After all we said.
That was good timing, wasn't it, Alice? Him pulling out just as we arrived.
My legs still work, you know.
Yes, I know, but...
We could have walked from the street.
What I'm saying is, it's not a very big car park, so...
Well, it wouldn't have killed us.
I suppose that's true. Anyway, we're here.
Yeah.
So, please, we were able to get an appointment before Friday. I suspect there was probably a cancellation.
Whatever, Adam. I don't know how I feel about Friday.
What do you mean?
The court hearing. Obviously, I'm relieved that it won't be hanging over me for weeks, but at the same time, I'm so terrified about the outcome. It's all just looming in. I really need a drink.
No, you're doing so well. And if the doctor can prescribe something to help keep you off
it... Well, that's a big if.
Then maybe tomorrow you might feel ready to go and chat to Lillian. See how things are at the stables.
Maybe.
I'm sure she's heard you're back by now. If you don't get in touch, she's going to think it odd.
But I'm so ashamed. She was absolutely right, wasn't she? Her and Kate... Couldn't be trusted to keep off the sauce.
Well, Lillian won't see it that way.
You know the last time I was here, don't you? I dragged Kate along to prove I wasn't drinking. I wasted NHS time, I annoyed Kate, made a complete fool of myself. What's Dr. Malik going to think of me now?
I'm sure she's not going to judge.
And how can I look Lillian in the face after all this?
Well, maybe we can think about it once you've seen the doctor. Come on then, Don't want to keep her waiting. Alice?
We need to go in.
I can't.
What?
I'm sorry, I can't.
You knew how I felt about this memorial service, but you went ahead and did it anyway.
It wasn't a memorial service.
Can't you get it into your head, once and for all? There was no child. I had a miscarriage.
And I heard you, love. You didn't want anything public, but this was completely different. It were very small, just me and Alan.
I don't care.
Just to help me deal with the loss of what might have been. Why would you want to tear that away from me?
It's just another example of you bulldozing over me.
What?
Not respecting my feelings.
Oh, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh, no, Harrison. What about this then? Lord God, the heaviness of grief is laid upon these parents. Oh. You know the pain and the sadness they feel at the loss of the child. Console them with the knowledge that he or she lives in your loving care. I don't feel that way.
I didn't pick the prayers. Alan did.
And this, I simply don't believe it, that there's a baby in heaven.
Perhaps not literally, but there's a soul.
How dare you lump me in with you? Like, we both think the same way about it. I don't need praying for.
Everyone needs praying for.
Oh, can you hear yourself? You can be so pompous sometimes.
Come in, Alice.
Actually, it's not Alice.
Oh.
I'm her brother, Adam.
Is Alice here?
Well, that's the thing, Dr. Malik. Can I come in and explain?
Yeah, I suppose you'd better.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Here. You've seen Alice before, so you know she's a, well, I was going to say a recovering alcoholic, but I'm afraid she started drinking again.
I can't really discuss that sort of thing with you. Adam, was it?
Yes. Yes, I know you can't, but I wondered if we could at least talk about the problem in general terms. I was wondering if there might be some sort of medical intervention that could help her, help someone in that situation to get sober again.
The options are very limited. I really would have to talk to the patient and assess the condition and motivation. Can you persuade her to come to the surgery?
Actually, I thought I had, but she got cold feet. She suddenly couldn't get out of the car.
Get out of the car?
Yes.
You mean she's here?
In the car park, yes.
Okay. Well, this is a little unorthodox, but I could perhaps come out and have a talk with her.
Oh, would you? That would be wonderful.
Thought I'd pop in, just see how your day's been.
Do you want the honest truth?
Of course.
The best since I started here.
Oh, Mick, I'm so pleased.
And it's all thanks to you. Oliver actually complimented me on my appearance. He said it was a complete transformation.
Fabulous.
Maybe I won't get the sack after all.
I should think not.
And look.
That's new, isn't it?
Just put it up, so I'll always have somewhere to hang me suit.
You see, it's not all down to me, but I have been to the shops.
What's this?
Just a couple of things that might help.
Oh, an electric razor.
No more of those nasty marks on your face.
And a mirror. Well, it's a lot bigger than the one in the bathroom.
That's not all, though. It's got a light in it.
Really?
So you can get a proper look at what you're doing. Even when the mornings are dark.
Joy, I really don't deserve you.
Get away with you.
How can I thank you?
No need.
Yeah, we could crack open that fancy bottle of whiskey that Alistair gave me.
You know, I'm still not clear what that was for.
Oh, it was just a favour I did him.
But any road, I'm not much of a one for whiskey.
No, silly idea. Forget that. I know.
What?
Can you come back here, say, about 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
Adam tells me you're a bit nervous about coming into the surgery, Alice.
Yeah, sorry, I just froze.
Would it be all right if we just chatted out here, then?
I've explained to Dr. Malik that your hearing's on Friday, Alice, so it's urgent that we get you some help.
All right, then.
Would it be okay with you if I got in the car?
I guess.
So, Adam, if you could wait outside.
No, no, I want him here.
You sure?
I need him here.
If that's what you want.
It is.
Are you going to be all right in the back, Adam?
Of course.
Well done, Alice.
What good will it do, though?
Oh, nice car.
It's Adam's.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
So, Alice, why don't you tell me what's bothering you? The last time I saw you, you were very keen to make the point that you weren't drinking. Has that changed in any way?
Yes.
Can you tell me more?
What is there to tell? I'm back on the booze.
But you don't want to be, do you? Especially with the court case
Adam.
Coming up. So, we were wondering if there was some sort of help available, weren't we? Even if it's just a short-term thing to get you through the hearing.
I can't see what, though.
Isn't that some sort of drug, Dr. Malik? Makes you feel sick when you drink alcohol?
Yes, I know the one you're referring to, but we don't use that anymore.
Oh, well, what about MDMA? Isn't that being used to treat addiction now?
Only in limited trials. I'm afraid the only proven way for an alcoholic to stop drinking is by wanting to stop.
I do, though. There's a lot riding on my being sober.
Well, if you can keep off alcohol, I could prescribe you a short course of diazepam just to reduce the effects of withdrawal.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Okay. If that's the only option I've got, then I'll take it.
But you must stop drinking of your own accord.
I understand.
Diazepam can help short term, but it's not a fix for alcoholism.
Yeah, I get it. I will stop drinking. I have to.
Are you sure this is all right, Mick?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, you don't want to get in trouble when you've only just got on Oliver's good side.
Doing patrols of the hotel is part of my job, isn't it?
I suppose.
And that includes the roof. Who knows what villains are hiding up here?
Us, you mean?
Isn't it amazing, though?
Beautiful.
The sun, low over the Hassett Hills, putting the chimney stacks in silhouette.
I never realised you were such a poet, Mick.
None of the guests get a view like this. And best of all, there's no CCTV.
Is that a fact?
Oh, yes.
In that case...
I'm sorry I messed up, Joy. About Rochelle, I mean, I was out of order.
You didn't mean any harm.
And I get it now. It's obviously difficult for you. But if you're ever ready to talk, I'll be there to listen.
Thank you. I'll remember that.
Hello, I'm Lucy Speed and I play Stella Pryor in The Archers. For this year's BBC Food and Farming Awards, I'm joining the judging team again for the Farming for the Future Award with the brilliant Charlotte Smith from Farming Today. We are looking for amazing, innovative farmers who are finding new and better ways to produce our food and take care of the environment. And we need you to tell us who deserves to be celebrated for building a more sustainable farming future. You can read about all the categories and find the terms and privacy notice at bbc.co.uk/foodawards, and you have until just before midnight on the 30th of June to nominate.